Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Tuesday, 3 February 2026, and the news is read by Divine Nambera. Here are the news headlines. President Chamisa calls for a people-driven movement to restore democracy. Auditors flag irregularities in the Mutapa Investment Fund. And dozens of children are out of school after Buhera families are evicted from their ancestral land. And now for the news in detail. President Nelson Chamisa says Zimbabwe's constitution was shredded long ago under ZANU-PF rule, marked by repression and state capture. His remarks come as the Defend the Constitution platform, led by Jameson Timba, Tendai Biti, Jacob Ngarivume, and Munyaradzi Gwisai, pushes a narrative critics say lacks public backing. Citizens echo President Chamisa's view that ZANU-PF no longer governs by the constitution, but by force and manipulation. He says plans to extend Mnangagwa's rule to 2030 are a dangerous distraction from the country's economic and democratic crisis. Through Agenda 2026, President Chamisa is calling for a fresh, people-driven movement to restore democracy. Change Radio spoke with citizen spokesman Mr. Promise Mukwananzi. Let's hear what he had to say.
It must be noted that the abdication of the constitution in 2017 has never been restored. This country has never returned to constitutionalism since the coup in 2017. We have not seen constitutionalists, we have not seen constitutionalism, we have not seen constitutionality. And Mr. Mnangagwa has never ruled according to the constitution in the country. So President Chamisa is correct. The constitution has been set aside. It was set aside in 2017. It was never restored. It was never reestablished. We have been chasing a wild goose by claiming that there is a constitution in Zimbabwe. We must focus our struggle in transforming the political culture of our country, in transforming the leadership of this country so that we have a leadership that will restore democracy, that will restore rule of law, and that will restore constitutionalism in the country. As we stand, the constitution in Zimbabwe was suspended in 2017 when the military took over, and there's never been a formal restoration of constitutionalism in this country.
Auditors have raised flags over Zimbabwe's sovereign wealth fund, the Mutapa Investment Fund. The audit firm Grant Thornton says the fund violated three international accounting standards. The auditors warned that they could not verify nearly $15 billion recorded as investments because the figures relied on unaudited information. Financial analysts say this casts serious doubt on how roughly $15 billion in state assets were transferred into the fund without clear documentation of their value. Experts warn that the lack of transparency undermines accountability in managing the country's public wealth. 16 families in Buhera have been evicted from land they have occupied for 56 years and are now living in dire conditions at an old council beer hall. Village head William Merengundu says the families were evicted on December 9th following a default court judgment in a long-running land dispute with Abia Makumbe Marume. Nearly 200 people, including women and children, are crowded into one building, with at least 37 children now out of school. Dorcas Bukundwa, a mother of nine, and Pasipa Mirendi Gume, who lost his farming projects, say the evictions have destroyed their livelihoods. Village head Marume, through his son Amos Marume, maintains the families illegally settled on the land. The evicted families are appealing to authorities to urgently intervene. Zimbabwe's police force has begun deploying body cameras, drones, and modern traffic technology in a bid to curb corruption and improve road safety. The rollout is part of a broader modernization program. Officers will now wear visible name tags and body-worn cameras. Speed cameras are active on major highways, and drones are being used in Harare and Bulawayo for traffic and crime monitoring. Police Commissioner General Stephen Mutamba says the upgrades follow global best practices to boost accountability. Motorists have welcomed the move, saying it could help rebuild public trust. The Roman Catholic Church in Zimbabwe is strongly opposing a proposed new law that would significantly expand access to abortion. The Medical Services Bill, awaiting a Senate vote, would allow abortions on request up to 20 weeks, including for minors without parental consent. It would also remove spousal notification requirements. Speaking in Harare, Archbishop Robert Christopher Ndlovu called the bill immoral and a threat to the country's values. He announced a day of prayer and fasting for February 6th and said the church would petition the president not to sign it. Supporters of the bill argue that the current abortion law is outdated and difficult to access, fueling a heated national debate. The Constitutional Court has set 9 February 2026 to hear an application challenging ZANU-PF Resolution 1 of 2024, which seeks to extend President Emmerson Mnangagwa's tenure to 2030. Details surrounding the applicant have not been disclosed, while critics say the court process is unlikely to reverse the ruling party's position. Supporters of opposition leader Nelson Chamisa have dismissed what they describe as misinformation circulating about his political conduct following the 2023 elections. They say Chamisa did not abandon his party's elected representatives, but that some members of parliament ignored calls not to take up their seats after SADC rejected the election outcome. Supporters argue that claims portraying Chamisa as disengaged are misleading and do not reflect the political dynamics at the time. South African border authorities say they are increasingly intercepting Zimbabwean children traveling alone without legal guardians, with dozens stopped near the Limpopo River and at Beitbridge last month. Officials warn that unaccompanied crossings expose children to trafficking, abuse, and other dangers, and are urging parents to use official ports of entry and proper documentation. Zimbabwe has reportedly run out of stationery required to print birth certificates, leaving citizens waiting for weeks after registering births. Several residents say they have gone more than a month without receiving birth certificates for their children. The reports have sparked criticism on social media, with citizens questioning priorities in public spending as basic services remain unavailable. In economic news, agricultural analysts have warned government against policy inconsistencies on maize imports, saying repeated bans and reversals disrupt livelihoods and create uncertainty. Zimbabwe banned maize imports in August 2025, citing a projected harvest of 2.3 million tons, but later reversed the decision after revising the forecast down to 1.8 million tons. Critics say similar policy shifts in past years have harmed farmers and households alike. Parliament has been told that more than 1,000 boreholes drilled using public funds are lying idle after failing to be properly cased, raising concerns over project oversight and value for money. And in news from local communities, residents in Westleigh, Harare, have raised concerns over newly installed prepaid water meters, saying meter readings do not match council invoices. Similar complaints have been reported in other suburbs. Let's hear from one concerned resident from a recent meeting.
Handizozi yangu kuti mimi ngamuti makubiki zvopamba sei because inini kumba kwangu takatoita challenge yemvura ichinzi vanhu vachema nesekuti chema because mvura yataimbo shandisa kudhara ndaita shandisa zvasiyana saka tine 1000 liters chatinacho pamba pedu chatagara chichitira mvura yebhoho saka takatakata tanyora ma readings emvura tichitira 1000 chicho pachakandozara takadzokera pamita iyoyo tikaona chii takashandisa 1500 saka handisi kunzwisisa kuti 1500 inyaya yekuti mushina wafa here kauti yekuti kuovhachachiwa chechipiri chechitatu sori sengawezinguva yavanhu tikada tikawirirana pano kati mukazoenda mukandoona kuti zvava zviri wrong mari dzavanhu ava muchaita sei kuti varikabve mari dzavo because sofara inyaya yekuti kana tikaonekwa tisiri right tikuchema zvinhu zvechokwadi mwee muchitorawa mari zvinoda kudaa nesu torikabva sei mari dzedu ndomungandobva ndogumira ipapo.
In international news, Nigerian forces say they have killed a key Boko Haram commander in a night raid. The military reports that Abu Khalid, described as a top figure for the group's logistics and operations in Borno State's Sambisa Forest, was eliminated along with 10 other militants. No Nigerian casualties were reported. This operation marks a rare recent success for Nigeria's military, which is battling on multiple fronts against Islamist insurgents and widespread kidnappings by armed gangs. And finally, in sports news, newly promoted Premier Soccer League side Hard Rock is making an ambitious bid to sign Dynamo's midfielder Shadrack Nyawa. The club, which has already signed high-profile players like Soccer Star of the Year Washington Navaya, is targeting Nyawa to be the anchor of its midfield. Coach Kelvin Kaindu has specifically requested a specialist holding midfielder as the team aims to challenge for the title in his debut top-flight season. Nyawa, a key part of Dynamo's recent Chibuku Super Cup victory, has not yet agreed to a contract extension with his current club. Hard Rock is hoping its financial strength and Kaindu's prior relationship with the player will convince him to make the move. And now, to end this news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. President Chamisa calls for a people-driven movement to restore democracy. Auditors flag irregularities in the Mutapa Investment Fund. And dozens of children are out of school after Buhera families are evicted from their ancestral land.